Yeah, it seems that everybody's into Facebook today. I mean, if you put something on Facebook, people are going to read it. But now we got a Pasco teacher who got fired, Angelica Cruikshank, who got fired because she was snooping on her students in Facebook. And Kelly Kolb, employment attorney with Fowler White Boggs, joins us right now on AM Tampa Bay. And Kelly, I guess most teachers are snooping around on Facebook, but what got this teacher in trouble?
Good morning. I guess it was her vanity, for lack of a better explanation. She, for some reason, suspected her students were posting negative comments about her on their Facebook pages, and so she sort of intimidated a couple of her students into allowing her to look at the students' Facebook pages. And then I think she, according to the Tampa Bay Times, she circulated a list of those she suspected and asked her students to check their own Facebook pages and check off who's been naughty and who's been nice.
Didn't she take some action, too, against some people that were naughty against her?
She did. She apparently refused to allow the naughty students to visit the Salvador Dali Art Museum as part of a school field trip, and that's what got the parents upset, and they started emailing school officials.
But isn't it true that teachers everywhere are studying what their students are saying on Facebook? I mean, isn't that pretty routine behavior on the part of parents now? Well, I mean, on the part of teachers and parents?
Parents, hopefully, yes. I know I've told my 17-year-old she has to allow us to friend her because I want to see what's going on. Teachers, I think the problem here is that the manner in which this teacher went about it.
What did she do that was illegal or a fireable offense? Or did she do anything that is in the laws?
Well, right. The school board was concerned, one, with the students' privacy and their Facebook postings, which is probably a minor consideration. They're at least at the courthouse, social media pages don't have a lot of privacy rights. But I think they were more concerned with her judgment and about how she went about this, and secondly, with the story which she allegedly came up with to try to explain what she did. She forced one of her students to come to the front of the class and log on to the student's Facebook page on the teacher's phone, so the teacher could see on her phone what was on the student's Facebook page. And then at the next class, she showed that next class this student's Facebook page, which is kind of a head-scratcher for me. I'm not sure what the point of that was. And then she, you know, started denying several of these students the right to go to this field trip. I think the killer for the school board was that the teacher tried to explain all this, saying that she was trying to investigate an alleged incident of bullying on Facebook, which is a serious problem.
I mean, but is that her job?
Well, I would hope it would be of interest to her. If my child were being bullied on social media, I would want a teacher to look into it, because they're children committing suicide over this stuff. It's deadly serious. But the problem is that the story didn't wash. The parents of the alleged victim of this bullying didn't know anything about it and didn't know anything about the investigation. And none of the students who were forced to disclose their Facebook pages were told that's what the point of this was.
Well, it's a whole new world with Facebook and Twitter and all of the social media out there and the interaction with teachers. And Kelly, we appreciate your joining us on AM Tampa Bay.
My pleasure.